We want to give you $100 in cold, hard cash, and all you have to do is beat Sam this morning. And Susie, that job falls on you. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're driving to school with your daughter, Evie, or she or take you're driving.
Sorry,
go ahead.
We're not quite driving yet. We're still in the middle of breakfast.
Oh, so it's a busy time in the house.
Yeah.
Okay, now you said you're a phys ed teacher, right?
I am.
So your mind is probably active and awake, and you're ready to rock.
Ready.
Okay, you know how the game works. You got 30 seconds on the clock?
Yep.
Okay, guys, good luck.
Here we go. What Canadian territory is nicknamed the Land of the Midnight Sun?
The Yukon.
Head and Shoulders is a shampoo that claims to deal with what scalp condition?
Dandruff.
H2O is water. What is H2O2?
Salt.
In what city is the Louvre located?
Paris.
At 38 million, this city was the largest population in the world.
Mexico City.
All right, there you go. All five
right,
in.
Good job.
Say thanks. Sometimes people don't get all five in, so it's good to get at least all five in. Give yourself a chance.
Okay.
As Sam comes back.
That is distracting.
The national anthem
it's patriotic is what it is.
Last night's basketball game.
I thought it was a valiant effort.
Good effort of that last part there.
And it wasn't as bad as Fergie's rendition a couple years ago. So it could always
That's
be worse.
True.
You're playing against Susie and her daughter Evie this morning.
Hi, Susie and Evie.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. Now, Susie's a phys ed teacher, so A, we know she's stronger than you, but B, she's probably she's physically active. She's physically fit. Her mind has been awake for a while, so she's ready to go.
I play squash. I do karate. I'm okay.
Stop bragging.
I can do knuckle push-ups.
She's sharp.
All right.
Okay. Are you ready, Sam?
I am ready. Let's go.
Here we go. What Canadian territory is nicknamed the Land of the Midnight Sun?
Ooh, pass.
Head and Shoulders is a shampoo that claims to deal with what scalp condition?
Dandruff.
H2O is water. What is H2O2?
Pass.
In what city is the Louvre located?
Paris.
At 38 million, this city has the largest population in the world.
Oh, good question. New York City?
What Canadian territory is nicknamed the Land of the Midnight Sun?
Let's go Nunavut.
And H2O is water. What is H2O2?
Carbon monoxide. I don't know.
Good guess. No, but good guess.
Okay, that was good.
H2O2, like extra water?
Yeah, extra droplet.
Oxygenated water?
Yeah, sparkling water. Let's see how you guys did. What Canadian territory is nicknamed the Land of the Midnight Sun? Sam, you said none of it. Was that a guess? Were you sure?
Total guess.
Okay.
Well territories, I knew it was like one of two, right?
Your total guess was correct.
Yes.
It was none of it.
Okay.
Yeah, I know, right,
Sorry.
Susie? Yeah. Exactly. He's had 1-0 because of luck. Head and Shoulders is a shampoo that claims to deal with what scalp condition? It is dandruff. You both got that correct. H2O is water. What is H2O2? It's hydrogen peroxide.
Oh.
That was a tough one.
Susie said salt, which could have been a great guess.
Salt is NaCl, if I'm not mistaken.
Is it? Producer Rob, who's the smartest in our room, says yes.
Okay. Excuse me. I'm standing right here.
I'm glad you noticed that. So Sam's still ahead 2-1. In what city is the Louvre located in? It is Paris. You both got that correct. And at 38 million, this city has the largest population in the world. Susie, you said Mexico City. That's the largest city in North America, but the largest city in the world is Tokyo.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was not thinking beyond our borders.
38 million, that's almost the population of Canada.
I went there. When I was in Tokyo, I had a camera, and I had to film one of the largest intersections in downtown. You cannot imagine, every 60 seconds when the lights turn green, the sea of people that just cascade through the...
Crazy.
I
was trying to delay it, Susie, but unfortunately that does mean that Sam won this morning.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. Good job, Sam.
Thank you very much. Thank you for playing.
Thank you, Susie. Thank you, Evie. Good job today. Your chance to see Adam Sandler with special guest Rob Schneider this coming Saturday at the Bell Center. These are literally last-minute tickets.
That's going to be a hot show.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're still giving away tickets 2 days before the show. You're not going to get tickets anywhere else. We're saying hi to Nikki this morning. Nikki.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This isn't our Nikki calling from Cuba to beat Sam, is it?
No, I'm stuck in this weather in Montreal.
Oh.
But it's going to be a beautiful weekend.
Hopefully.
Definitely. Hopefully. Okay, Nikki, you ready to take Sam down?
I'm going to do my best.
You know how the game works. 30 seconds on the clock.
Yep.
Okay, good luck.
Here we go, thanks. Nikki. Plunge, sports, and padded are types of what?
Plunge, sports, and padded?
Yeah.
Pass. I don't know.
What major U.S. city are you calling if you dial 212 area code?
New York.
In a website browser, what does www stand for?
World Wide Web.
What celebrity chef's cat phrases include kick it up a notch and bam?
Not Guy Fieri, Emeril Lagasse.
Of the main actors, which is the oldest on Friends?
Lisa Kudrow.
And...
Okay.
That was,
nice.
Well, good job. One,
no, you got
no
hot
time.
There at the end. You went on a streak.
Good job. Thanks. Wow, I'm impressed. Sam is back in studio, and Sam?
You're not impressed by me, I'm assuming.
No, never. Okay. No.
You're playing against Nikki this morning.
Okay, Nikki, good
Nikki's
morning.
Calling from Cuba
good
to
morning.
Meet you.
Good morning, Nikki from Cuba. You sound different. Having
do
a
I?
Good time, are we? Yes.
Yes, it's nice.
Good.
Okay, you ready?
Enjoying the sun? I am ready. Let's do this.
Okay.
All right, you better bring your game on for this one, Sam.
Always.
Here we go. Plunge, sports, and padded are types of what?
Bras.
What major U.S. city are you calling if you dial the 212 area code?
Pass.
In a website browser, what does WWW stand for?
The World Wide Web.
What celebrity chef's catchphrases include kick it up a notch and bam?
Bam. Emerald. Chef Emerald. Yeah.
Of the main actors, which one is the oldest on Friends?
I think it's Lisa Kudrow.
Right at the buzzer.
Hey.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay. Bam. Hey. Bam. There you go.
This is going to be interesting. Okay. Plunge, sports, and padded are types of what? Sam, you said bras?
Yeah.
That's correct.
Sam, how does Sam know that and I don't?
Because I'm wearing one right now.
Because we wear them, but he feels them.
Yeah, exactly. They're so difficult to undo. You know?
What major U.S. city are you calling if you dial the 212 area code? Nikki, you knew that. It is New York. So it is tied up.
Nice. Yep.
In a website browser, what does WWW stand for? World Wide Web. You both knew that. What celebrity chef's catchphrase include kick it up a notch and bam? Chef Emeril Lagasse, you barely got that one.
Yeah, I know. Can I make
Sam didn't know the last name, though.
Well, we would have taken Emeril. We would have taken Emeril. Yeah.
Nice try, though, Nikki.
If there was more than one famous Chef Emeril, then he would have been, to be specific.
All right.
You got it. And of the main actors, which one is the oldest on Friends? It is Lisa Kudrow. She is 55 years old.
Oh, no.
July 30th is her birthday.
Okay.
So that means we're tied.
Oh, boy.
Sam?
I hate tiebreakers.
Yeah, you and me both.
No, Sam you're hates pretty good more. At them.
Okay, just leaving the room right now. Okay, so, Nikki, you have 5 seconds on the clock. Just say it's a number, so just say anything. It's only 5 seconds, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. How many days would it take to binge watch all 10 seasons of Friends?
150.
Okay. There it is.
Oh, no, days. Oh, my God, I told.
Yeah, it might. Yeah, I'm not sure how this is going to go.
I totally lost that one, yeah.
Let's hope Sam chokes, too. It could happen. Stranger things have happened. It's a lot of days, though. Okay, Sam, you ready?
Hi.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
How many days would it take to binge watch all 10 seasons of Friends?
Woo. 15.
Okay.
15. Okay.
Assuming there are 24 hours in a day, assuming.
Okay. Yeah. The actual answer.
I gave you that one. I totally screwed up.
Yeah. The actual answer is 5 days.
Okay.
5 straight days. Nikki said 150 days. I think she got the clock was ticking on you, Nikki. You got nervous. I get it. It's tough.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, Sam wins it again.
Yeah, that makes him the winner.
Sorry.
Okay.
But you did very well. I was impressed, Nikki. You did a great job.
Thank you. I'm surprised. I was impressed that Sam knew the Friends
questions.
Never mind.
Yeah, me too.
I surprised myself. There you go.
Again, he got lucky.
Yeah, he got lucky. Exactly.
Okay.
It was a 1 in 6, right?
Thanks for playing, Nikki.